There we go. So you're here in Sandpoint, Anna, kind of fresh off the road, always on the road, it seems like. Do you have your dog with you, by the way?
I do not.
Okay, so he's back in Portland.
he's probably happy about that, though. So
not happy on the road.
I miss him, yeah. He doesn't love it. So I'm trying to leave him at his happy place more.
Nice. One of the things we have you here for is because you're doing a show tonight here in Sandpoint at Evans Brothers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're playing from 7 to 9 at Evans Brothers. Josh and I are sharing a show, and I think all ages are welcome. It's going to be a good time.
So it's open to the public. It's kind of a unique venue down there. It's kind of like a house concert how I think of it.
Yeah.
And you're going to kind of play separately from 7 to 9 tonight at Evans Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's playing first?
I believe I will.
Okay.
I don't want to have to go up after Anna.
I was going to say.
Okay. One of the things that I do want to say is congratulations, Anna Tivel, for winning the songwriting contest at Telluride this summer.
Thanks.
That's huge. I mean, a lot of people apply for that. And what did that feel like?
It was really fun. I think it's a really good opportunity, and it's also totally subjective, you know, of a random number of people. But it was really, really fun. I met a lot of great songwriters out there and just got to take a road trip out there with my sister, which was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And
Did you camp out, or did they give you a room at the Telluride Inn?
Yeah, we camped for sure, yeah.
About 40 years ago, I used to work in Telluride when
it was just
this little tiny town and had a couple of hotels, motel kind of places. And I bet it's really different there now.
It's so. I was reading they have a big billboard. They have a festival every single weekend there except for one. And that weekend, I guess all the locals bike around naked. And they call it the No Festival.
I don't know. My goodness. I don't know if you got a chance to hike up into the mountains at all, but we used to do a lot of hiking up there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so pretty there.
Clean air, 9,100 feet in the air, or 9,000 feet in the air. Anyways, so you have this show tonight. You won the Telluride Festival. What did you win?
I won this beautiful guitar that a man named Michael Hornick made. Not there yet.
And okay, that's nice. What a great thing to have. Plus the recognition, do you think it means anything as far as, you know, your future, or do you get a record contract? Do you get to come back there next year and perform on stage?
I think I might get to do a small set on one of the smaller stages this summer. I think it's all just sort of getting out there and meeting people. A contest is kind of a funny thing to do to songwriting because it's such a
personal,
loose, creative. Yeah, it's like your diary. And each person is coming at it from such a different direction. And so I don't think it's really a thing that can be
categorized or put into a contest. I know the Little Smokies a few years ago out of Missoula won the band contest, and that's a little different. That's more on the performance side. So what you're saying is songwriting isn't about performing and competing. Maybe
maybe it's just a way for them to get people out there, which is, I think, then you get to meet other songwriters and good in that way.
I remember the first time you came up to the KRFY studios, you were with Anna and the Underbellies, which I thought was a really unique name for a band. And you're a fiddle player too, really good fiddle player.
Oh, thank you.
But now when you're on the road, you're a singer-songwriter with your guitar.
Yeah.
And you know what would be really fun? One of you, and you can flip a coin if you want to, Josh or Anna.
I think Anna's going to do it.
How about you play a song and tell us a little bit about the song? Is it off your new album? And you pick. Here it is, if you want to look at your list.
Well, I'll do. Actually, I'll do a new one for you that's not on that album, but
it's ready to go out into the world.
Yeah.
Should we be wearing our headphones?
You can if you want to. Josh asked if he should be wearing his headphones. It's up to you.
the edge of the border, a coyote calling the moon from the sky, the bright shining eye of a circling vulture in holes in the old fence line. Traveling far from the land of my father, a red cactus flower, the weight of a crime, the faraway barking of dogs by the water and holes in the old fence line.
I don't even know what to say. That is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wow. And is that a recently written song?
Yeah, that's a pretty new one. A couple weeks old.
I understand exactly why you won that contest. Oh. You're an amazing songwriter. What do you think, Josh? Did that really hit you?
I think I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear Josh play tonight. He's one of my favorite songwriters.
I could say the same thing about you and your music, Josh, but that was stunning.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just, it's the words partly, but it's your whole presentation. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Susie.
And what was the name of that song?
I'm not sure yet. Maybe Fence Line.
Fence Line?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where do you find your inspiration? Just watching for it, either one of you, actually, for music, for playing, for writing.
In unusual places.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of from everything. I think I write from a dark place, though, more often than not.
Is part of it just kind of paying attention and kind of opening up a certain part of your antenna self?
Sure. Mm-hmm. For me, it is anyways. I can't speak for anyone else, but for me, it definitely is. It's like I said, it comes from really unusual places.
Well, we're really fortunate. Tonight in Sandpoint, we have both Josh Hedlund and Anna Tivell playing at Evans Brothers. And it is a house concert kind of style concert, sharing of music.
It's really great.
It starts from 7 to 9, and it's a really nice place to go down and hear some songwriting and singing songwriting. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and if you want something to drink, you're allowed to bring your own drink if you want to. And it's a suggested $10 donation.
Mm-hmm. But more than anything, it's a coming together of community to hear some music and be inspired. Mm. Because that's what music does, is it inspires us so much. Josh, it's your turn.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yay, Josh.
Oh, tell us about your song and what you, what's going on.
I guess I could say that in part this song is about, Ted Bowers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were friends mm-hmm. with him, but he was a big part of my life and a father figure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I'll just leave it at that, that in part it's about that. I don't want to break it all down for you.
No, that's great. That's perfect.
I don't know if either of you got sick this winter, but I'm just getting back into music. I was sick for like a month. It's crazy with a cold, and so I'm just getting back into practice a little bit.
Coming to life again.
Trying to. Wow. Sunshine helps. Uh-oh, I'm out of tune. Do you guys want to talk for another second?
You can tune up. That's just fine. So, Anna, you were down in Spokane last night. How was that? Were you at the Bartlett?
Yeah, I was at the Bartlett.
Nice. Was it a good crowd?
Yeah, it was a good crowd. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really good listening crowd, which was a treat.
Yeah, I think tonight will kind of be like that, too. I don't think it's a big talking group. It's not a bar.
Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite places that you've played in this last bit of time? Have you been on the road for a while or
this is kind of the start of a short spring tour, but I slowed down a little in the winter. And I was just out in Alaska for a while sharing shows with a friend, and man, that place is a wild place to tour. In the winter, I'd only been to tour in the summer, and they're just like starving for
light
something to, you know, it doesn't matter, like they could hate folk music and they just come out and drink and are so glad that you came. And yeah,
who are you touring with?
I was touring with Peter Mulvey.
Okay.
The Wisconsin songwriter, really great guy.
Right, great. Yeah. How's your tuning? You ready to go there, Josh Hedlund?
I think it's probably about as close as it's going to get.
Okay. And it will be fine, believe me.
I'm almost home. Send my long-toothed brother here. Waiting in the water waist deep, trying to find another path to the truth, some excuse to grow. The sun was gone, not a moon in the sky. She was waiting out back for the day to die before she took another look, took another look at you. I drank my pain and I slept my days, waiting in the wake just to wither away. While the good Lord smiled at the fruit in the valley sown. All through the night, from the treetops, I'm calling you down. On spite, singing, someone please save me right now. In the morning when I wake up, and in the evening while the television hums, I can hear you in the floorboards. I dream about you while I'm waiting for the sun. And in the morning when I wake up, and when the bells of spring are tugging at the cold, I only tried my hand at living. My long-toothed brother, he was watering the roses as the new year shuddered. Heart stretched wide and forced the hands of time. The sun was gone, not a moon in the sky. She was waiting out back for the day to die. Before she took another lover, I took another look at you.
Why you wanted to play with him tonight,
mm-hmm.
Anna.
Oh,
that was beautiful. What great a nice song. Tribute to
that. No matter how many times I do this, I still get so nervous. Yeah. I had to move my foot because my leg was shaking so bad.
You're kidding. No. You're such a relaxed, natural.
That's good.
Yeah, it sounded great.
I guess I just spoiled it for myself then.
A nice, you're letting it all out. A nice tribute to Ted Bauer.
Yeah. He's just in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I wouldn't call it a tribute, but maybe it is.
Mm-hmm. Kind of inspired a little bits of it. So this is 88.5 KRFY you're listening to. We are live in the studio here today, this afternoon, with Anna Tivel and Josh Hedlund, who will be playing tonight at Evans Brothers, a little house concert from 7 to 9. I'm pretty sure that you show up, you get in. It's in the Granary District. I think most people know where Evans Brothers is, and it's a really nice spot for that. They have couches and chairs, and as Josh said, you can bring your own beverages, whatever that might be, and enjoy an evening of songwriting showcasing. That was really beautiful.
Yeah.
You're doing fine, Josh.
Thank you.
Let's see what else. I was thinking while you were playing, I was saying, but two great songwriters right here in one room. The words, the music, the voices, it all goes together to make really exciting, I don't know if it's exciting, but pleasant listening. But I was thinking if we ever had a songwriter's workshop or showcase here in Sandpoint, you guys could do the teaching. People want to learn how to write songs, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So Anna, back to Anna. When you're on the road, you said this is kind of the beginning of a little tour that you're on. Where are you off to next?
It's just a short one, so going to Seattle tomorrow and then Bellingham and then out to Boise.
Back to Boise.
Oh yeah, I guess back to I am in charge of that poor routing.
Do you fly then from Bellingham to Boise or
no.
Seattle to Boise? You're going to drive.
Yeah, there's a couple drive. Days in between and then out to Bend and that's it.
And then back to Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What do you do when you're in Portland? So I guess the question really is music your main source of life?
Yeah, it is.
Work now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I'm home, try to be, you know, I don't know. I'm not very good at doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to.
Yeah, I don't think
try to plant a garden this spring, although, and then I'm going to proceed to be gone. So we'll see how that goes. But
ask a friend to water it. Yeah. It'll be fine. Weeding and watering gardens is fun.
Yeah.
It's and therapeutic.
Yeah, it's very therapeutic. Yeah. So we were talking about where we get our inspiration for songs or where you get your inspirations for songs. We'd love to hear another one, Anna, and if you can tell us a little bit about it, how it came about.
All right, let's see. Maybe I'll play this one. I get a lot of inspiration, I think, from people's stories. I think one of my favorite things about touring, Josh can attest to this too, I think we're both pretty darn introverted people, quiet folk, and doesn't always give you an opportunity to get in deep with people or talk to strangers. But there's something about playing music in front of strangers that I think people will just come tell you things a lot more than they would if you were just hunching your shoulders quietly at a bar. And
mm-hmm.
But I've really loved that part of being out in the world and get a lot of inspiration from the stories that people tell. And this is one of those. A woman told me this story of hers at a bar, and I wrote this tune for her. I have to remember how it starts.
God. is all that's left of you. I guess some folks are born to lose. Some kids are born for someone else's cradle. Then the days go by, I get along. Yeah, the air grows cool and the leaves fall. And the smoke, it moves and fades against the wind.
Wow, that was another gorgeous song. I don't even want to know what to say because the song spoke for itself, right?
Yeah, it's hard not to clap, right?
I know. I was going to go, yeah, and make a bunch of noise. Well, this is, by the way, 88.5 KRFY. We're here in the studios live with Anna Tivel and Josh Hedlund, who will be playing tonight some of the music you've heard this last half hour. At Evans Brothers from 7 to 9 in the Granary District. I'm pretty sure you can just go down there and get in. They are asking for a donation at the door. And what is that, Josh?
Was I wrong for saying that?
No, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Anyways, there's you have a great opportunity to hear some awesome music. And by the way, if you want to re-listen to this broadcast, I am recording it, and you can go to our website at krfy.org, and it will be under live and local as a podcast, so you can hear this music again. And that song, what was the name of that song, Anna?
October, I believe.
That was really just telling a story. You know, recently I interviewed a guy, and he was saying that Willie Nelson says, all you need is three good chords and the truth to write a good song. You've heard that.
I love that.
Yeah. I think it is true. And that's kind of how both of your music is. It's very honest, and it's just telling a story, telling the truth. So, Josh, we want to hear one more song, and then we'll kind of wrap it up. But
okay.
It'd be great.
Do you want to hear a sad one, or do you want to hear a semi-protesty one?
Ooh.
I don't know. It's kind of an interesting time in the history of the world, right?
Yeah.
I'll leave that up to you.
Oh.
Anything you do is great, just so you know. And if you don't know that yet, I don't know why you don't, because it's true.
I always come so well prepared.
I feel like I'm the luckiest person in the world. I get to be in a sound studio with great musicians, and I really appreciate you guys being here today. Giving our KRFY listeners a chance to hear live music is pretty awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Josh Hedlund's going to play us a song here.
Okay. This one is a sad one, but you don't have to look at it as a sad thing. It's more just kind of about, it's just kind of about everything. It's kind of about everything in life. But that might not be clear. So I'll just say that it's not necessarily supposed to be a sad song.
You say the hardest part is letting go. But what do they know about letting go? Went out swimming, but my heart was a stone, so I sank. I built it up just to watch it fall. I laid beside her all through the fall. We changed colors as aspen grew tall, I went gray. My heart was an ocean, I got married by a lake. Blood was poison, I was many things. And through many lives and many names, the best was you. My hands were shaking as I sat and prayed. Please God, do something, don't just take and take and take. I was a father and a son, they say. I was a fire that followed through. The hardest part is facing truth. But what do they know about I'm out of space in the lake and lost youth in the rain. I built it up just to watch it fall. The biggest nothing will come to call. We change shapes and lose it all. It's so brief. My heart was an ocean, I got married by the lake. My blood was poison, I was many things. And through many lives and many names, the best was you. My hands were shaking as I sat and prayed. I was a penny beneath the train. I was a lover and adored, they say. I was a ghost just passing through.
And that was Josh Hedlund live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. Absolutely beautiful, right,
such a
Jana?
Good song.
I know. We want to clap too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. I have to thank both of you for coming in today and sharing really something our world needs more and more and more is truth in music together makes for what you give us. So thank you.
Thank you.
And plan tonight at Evans Brothers from 7 to 9, and that's in the Granary District. You can just go down there and enjoy an evening of awesome live original music. That's really special. And Anna, you're going to be in Seattle tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get up early and drive.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you playing in Seattle?
Playing at the Finney Arts Center.
Oh, that's a nice place up on Finney Ridge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. And we'll look forward to the next time you come back. I want you both to promise me that you'll come back and come to the KRFY studios.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you're in town. And Josh, you live here, so come on back.
Yeah, I live about 10 blocks away.
So. Okay, so come by every day. It's okay. Again, this is 88.5 KRFY, and thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll look forward to seeing you tonight at Evans Brothers from 7 to 9. We're going to go out back to Otto's Eclectic Mix until 5 o'clock today. We're going to go out with an Anna Tivel song called Lillian and Martha. And this is from her new CD or album called, let's see, it's called Heroes Waking Up. So once again, thank you both of you for being live here in the studios, Anna Tivel and Josh Hedlund. And here we go, back to our show.